Saturday, October 26. Imagine the machete in your hand and the sky on fire. The blade feels like an extension of your arm, a bone grown long and honed to the finest edge, a part of you as much as your teeth, your boots, your scars. Now imagine the feeling when that blade hits home, when you catch a zombie right in the middle of its skull and open it up like a watermelon on the 4th of July. Can you feel it? But it isn't just the killing. It's the little things. The stars spread like shattered glass blinking through rents in the smoke-screen sky. A bonfire of busted-up beach chairs burning on the concrete while you drink warm beer with your friends. No, your family. And the woman you love. The fiercest, fieriest woman alive, asleep beside you. The two of you in your pirate ship palace in the water park. Your kingdom. The zombies held at bay on the other side of the lazy river moat. Your subjects asleep around you, each in their own special place, under their big fiberglass mushrooms, tucked into the bottom of the spiral tube slide, cozy on a bed of inflatable rafts spread out in the abandoned margarita hut, all of them safe because of you, looking up to you, depending on you, their king. You see it now, don't you? You see it. Imagine they took it all away from you. It's the kind of thing that makes you want to die, but you can't die now. Not after everything you've survived. So instead, you just want to scream at the sky and tear the rebuilt world down around you. You'd do anything to have it back, anything. I would, anyway. I did. That's what got me here. Middle of the night at an Air Force base with two zombies banging around in the back of a landscaping trailer. And a 20-something security guard pointing an M16 at my head. Get on the ground, he says. I hold my hands out in front of me, take a step back. Hang on, I say. On the fucking ground. We gonna die, Rip, Rodney says. He's already face down on the asphalt, hands laced around the back of his head. This was so stupid. Stupid as a goddamn thing. We're not gonna die, I say to him. Then to the guard, look, just let us go, we're almost out. Let us go and you'll never see us again. The gun is shaking in his hands. His upper lip twitches like a rabbit's. One of the zombies roars inside the trailer and it echoes and vibrates against the metal and the guard says, down, now! So I get on my knees and put my hands behind my head and the guard takes a step forward and then I see Mo. He comes around the other side of the trailer and he's got his decapitator in his hands, moonlight glinting on the blade. That monster blade nearly as tall as the guard. And Mo raises it like he did before cleaving so many zombies in two. And the guard turns, but too late, and I know now that we are well and truly fucked.